What I'm about to share with you guys today is something that has affected me a lot in life, and this is something that, you know, has to be reminded to myself ever so often for me to almost have a level head. And that is, you know, if-then statements, right? If I have this, then I will have that, right? So for example, oh, once I make a lot of money, then I will get girls. Oh yeah, once I graduate, I'll be happy. Oh, once I get that job, I can finally be more free, right? And it feels like we are delaying certain things in our life until, you know, things are quote unquote perfect in our mind. But that is not true, because let's say, for example, you had that thing of like, you know, oh, if I have some money, then I'll finally get some girls, right? Like, but it's like, what if you get to that point and then, you know, you're going to make more if-then statements. All right, now if I'm in more shape and I have more money, then I will finally start getting, you know, all these things. Like, guys, perfection doesn't exist. You know, you have to be okay with where you are and what you have. You know, don't be satisfied to a point where you don't think progression is important, but don't delay things in your life because you're waiting for something to happen, right? Of course, there are certain things that you have to wait for, you know, you have to wait for until you do something, like, oh, you know, finishing part A of a project to start part B or something like that, right? Where part A is needed for part B, but not things like, oh, you know, when I have this, or if I had this, then I'll be happy. Oh, if I had this, then I can start doing this. It's like, no, you know, for me, I feel like with this podcast and a lot of things that I'm doing, I was waiting for so many things to be perfect before I started something, right? And perfection, again, does not exist. You're going to have to start with what you have and just iterate and make perfection with what you got going on, right? Being resourceful. People think that they need all these extra things in their life for them to be happy and fulfilled, but shit, be resourceful with what you have and be happy and fulfilled in the same way, you know? You may think, and again, I'm not saying use this as an excuse to not make change. Don't get me wrong, right? Like in some of the examples I gave earlier, of course, if you had more money, of course, if you're in better shape, it might help with your, you know, relationships with girls, but I'm saying don't let that be the reason you don't start something, right? For example, it's like, if I had a nicer camera, then I would actually start YouTube. Like, don't do that. Just start with what you have, being resourceful, right? I remember that this is something that I fell into more as I progressed, which was interesting because when I had nothing, guys, I was very resourceful. Like in school, you know, the proper fucking amazing recorders used to cost $10. I was an immigrant from Nepal, so I used to go to the dollar store and buy a $1 recorder and still make it sound good, right? When I first started my YouTube, I used to film everything from my fucking phone, and I used to torrent some editing software so I can edit, right? And I feel like once I kind of progressed more and once I reached a certain level of success, I got complacent, you know? Like, you know, as you guys seen, I hadn't made YouTube videos in a long while, but now I have fucking all the camera. I have a camera. I have a what do you call that, DJI camera, I have my iPhone, which is amazing, I have all this, same with my podcast, same with a lot of things. I'm like, I'm realizing how much excuses I'm making for me to start something. Again, if and then, or when and then statements, right? And you don't want to fall victim to this. You want to actually battle against this, right? In every situation of your life, when it means something, you're starting something in your business, when it comes to, you know, being a better you, when it comes to creating your change, right? You can't, like, for, you know, it's absurd, but at one point I was like, shit, like, I need this gym with this dad, and I can start getting in shape. When it's like, the fuck, like, I used to get in shape just doing home workouts in my carpet, the carpet of my living room, right? Being resourceful, not waiting for perfection. I didn't have access to a gym, but I still made it happen. And there's a huge difference between a, you know, victim and someone that doesn't make excuses and finds a way. And, you know, you got to find that way. You got to find that way. Be a winner and find that way. Don't wait for perfection to exist to, you know, start something. Or don't let certain things, don't let what you don't have in life delay certain things in your life. You know, go after it now and iterate it and make it perfect as you go, right? Instead of launching that business after this is done, start the business now and then work on those things. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you guys thought about this episode. I think this is a very important lesson. Again, as always, join the Discord. The Discord's lit. I love the Discord. The community is amazing. We do free calls. So many features that you pay other Discords for that you get for free. So much love, guys. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.